You're listening to SBS News.
It's been 3 weeks since Alan Stajic was informed he would no longer be coaching the Matildas. Stajic held back tears as he addressed the media for the first time since his sacking.
The events of the last few weeks have devastated both me and my family. My career's in tatters and my reputation's been ruined. My family must live out this daily drama in the public eye.
The fallout of the decision has taken its toll on Stajic and his family. The 45-year-old still isn't sure why he was sacked.
Both my kids have had to go to school, read the speculation innuendo, the firestorm that's erupted due to the lack of clarity and transparency that was offered, due to the nature of the comments, both public and private, that were offered by the board directors, more than one, and that's just added to the speculation that's been around over the last couple of weeks. And yes, as a father and as a person who's highly engaged in my community, that's certainly been the toughest part to take.
Football Federation Australia cited the results of confidential surveys and a deteriorating culture in the team as reasons for its decision. Stajic has questioned the validity of the surveys and denies the team's culture was an issue.
In 20 years of coaching, I've never had an issue around the culture of any single team that I've coached, let alone the Matildas. In 5 years, I've never had a conversation with anyone on executive, CEO, chairman, about the culture of my team. And the first time I'd ever spoken to David Gallop about this issue, as I said, was on the 18th of January, and that conversation went for somewhere around about 20 minutes.
Stajic is still considering taking action against Australia's football governing body. He also believes an independent inquiry should investigate his sacking for the good of the sport.
Look, I've always only wanted the code to grow and code to prosper, for women's sport to prosper, for women's football to prosper, for the Matildas to prosper. 20 years of blood, sweat and tears to give our team and our sport the opportunity to be what I want it to be. So if that requires an independent review, then that's something that I think will make our sport grow even further.
Stajic expects the team to overcome losing their coach, even though it's just 4 months before the FIFA World Cup in June.
You know, they've had a lot of hardship over the years that they've had to overcome through different elements that the majority of this team have been a part of. So, look, if this is a hardship for some or most of the group, it's another thing that they'll have to overcome. But the positivity, the belief, the camaraderie within the group, the unity within the group is something that'll get them through. And I have no doubt that they're going to be a force at the World Cup.
Football Federation Australia says it expects to appoint Stajic's replacement in the coming weeks. Adrian Arciulli, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.